Thanks for listening to the Voice Ministries podcast. To get more information about Voice, or if you are blessed by this message and want to sow into our ministry, go to our website at voiceministries.com.
My prayer all morning and yesterday was that when I got an opportunity to speak before you today, as my brothers and my sisters, that you wouldn't hear me, but that you would hear the Holy Spirit more than anything that I would say. And that was my prayer yesterday, and that was my prayer last night, and that was my prayer this morning. Because some of the things that I'm going to share with you this morning, it's almost like I desire to just kind of talk to each of you one-on-one, and I do. Just to challenge you and to strengthen you and encourage you to be courageous and to be men and women fully and absolutely engaged in the assignment that God has for you, and not to waste another day or another hour, another week or another month, but to really walk in what He has for you. Doesn't matter if you're going through a trial or if you feel like you're on top of the mountain shouting, because God won't waste a trial. He'll use a trial to take you into a deeper place with Him. And so today, to be courageous, we need to know that our King is really calling each and all of every one of us individually. He's calling you. He has been, and He will not stop. And the awesome thing about this is that this is a King with absolute all authority. This is a King that absolutely loves you and loves me. This is a King that will never, ever, ever give up on you. This is a King that says He'll be with you each and every day, day and night, no matter what. This is a King that says that you might be down for a moment, but if you look toward Him, He'll pick you right back up and get you right back on the path that He has for you. See, sometimes people don't understand. When people fail, God has an answer. And God won't let you stay in your failings. He'll lift you up and bring you into a place. History presents that over and over. So it doesn't matter if you've stumbled. It doesn't matter if you've made a mistake. God is calling you, and He wants you to be courageous. And the reason that I feel like talking to you one-on-one is just to kind of get inside my heart a little bit and my mind, because there's a lot there that I'm stirred about. There's a lot there that I'm concerned about. And in the last week, I feel like God has shaken some things within me to share with you guys. If I was to be sitting here and Colin and I would be having a one-on-one conversation, I would really tell him that, you know, the enemy's plans is to cause fear in your life. The enemy's plans is to shake you away from being in His Word. The enemy's plans is to devour you and your family and to keep you from your assignment. And I would tell him that over and over, because I know that that's what God is saying to all of us. Enough is enough. God wants you to arise in your calling. No excuses. Get away from, oh, this guy speaks good, that gal speaks good, whatever. It's not about so much all the people speaking to you. It's about you speaking and coming before the Lord and hearing what He has for you. That's my concern more than anything. And I'll tell you why it is. We are at war in a massive way right now. We are at war. And the war is not going to decrease. The war is going to increase. And most men and women, and I say most in the world, are caught up more about being consumed, of course, with themselves and what they need, and definitely not walking under anyone's authority. You see, that's so huge. It's immense right now that most people want no authority over them. They want to do what they want to do according to what they feel is right in their own eyes. And I'm sorry to say that that has sprinkled over into the body of Christ. And it's huge. And the breath of America, when America breathes in, it breathes in and it breathes out all for itself, not for others, not for God. The majority of people now are trying to move away from God. And many Christians sometimes, because we're labeled as arrogant, prideful people that are closed-minded, we begin to move back away from that because we don't want to stand. I'm not talking about standing and getting in arguments with people. I'm just talking about standing in the love of God and speaking truth and being so anchored in it that you can share it with other people. So America is breathing this in, this humanism, to be relative, you know, anything, no matter what. Hey, if that's cool with you, just do it. And that's the war that we're in right now. And that's why God is calling us. He's calling us to His Word. And He's calling us to press in every day to His Word because it's living. I'd say, Colin, the Word has to be in you each and every day to survive. If you don't read the Word every day, and there's no show of hands here, but I just want to ask you the question, and you ask yourself, how much are you reading God's Word? His Word is sharper than any two-edged sword. His Word is living. His Word is life. His Word is light onto your path. His Word is what's going to bring hope to you in every hour of your life. So if you take His Word out of your life, and you begin to just move in the area. I mean, it's great to worship. I love to worship. I love to sing. I love to dance. I really do. You don't see much of it up here, but I do love to dance. But the fact is, if I don't have the Word in me, I don't have anything happening. And so, if you want to be courageous, if you really want to walk in the things of God, you got to be in the Word. I would challenge all of you in this room, make sure that it's at least one chapter or one paragraph every day. Ask the Lord to lead you so that the Word is something that you devour. It's something that you feast on. It's something that you begin to see Jesus speaking to you clearly more and more and more and more. Because what Jesus says, like in Matthew 10 that I'm going to share in a little bit, what Jesus says is it's so huge and it's so offensive to those that don't know Him that it's really easy to shrink back away from those scriptures. But see, the king has given you a roadmap and the king's calling you. One of the things I believe, and maybe I'm wrong at this, but I feel led to say it, is that courage comes when our assignment is defined by God within us. When we begin to know what He's called us to, all of a sudden something begins to happen and courage begins to arise within us. And so your assignment is huge. What is your purpose? And please, it's not about being a pastor, an evangelist, a prophet. There's so many other aspects. You may have some of those gifts in you, but there's so many aspects to serving God. And it's so huge in the eyes of God. So when you find your assignment, when you say, like today, God, what is it that you've called me to? And you begin to walk in it, courage is going to begin to arise within you. Because you know that you're not going to be doing this on your own. You know that He's called you, that He'll be with you. I would say to Colin, I'm really concerned about where the body of Christ is overall. Because you know a strong tree by when you look at its trunk and the winds are blowing and it's moving, but that trunk is so stationary, it's not even moving because the roots are so deep that trunk is not being affected by the winds that are blowing. That's my concern for the body of Christ. Across the board, not just here, across the board. For my own self, for my own family. That my roots are so deep that when all hell breaks loose, that I'm not going to be shaken. I'm not going to shrink back. I'm not going to run. I'm not going to allow fear to creep in and control me and my family and the people around me. Because that is the enemy's plan. Jesus did not come to bring peace to this world. He came to bring peace to us, but not to this world. And he's going to shake it up. And we need to be ready. We need to be ready. And I want to challenge you as brothers and sisters, as friends, make sure that you're in the Word. Make sure that, you know, you're, oh, that was a good talk Bob gave. You know, it's not about that. It's about you being in the place of divine intimacy so that you know your calling. You know the hope that you have in him. You know that the outcome, that he is going to see you through no matter what's happening around you in the world, that he's going to see you through. And this is what makes us so strange to everybody else. Because we should be freaking out all the time and living in fear, being critical. Some of us have a hard time just making it through little things of life right now. Little things. And God's saying, I want to bring you into a deeper revelation of me so that you will walk through this life in a way that will reflect me and will make you ready for this day and the days ahead. I'm not really concerned about how big we get, or I'm not really concerned about, you know, we got to do this, we got to do that. I'm concerned about us living in God's presence in his word. You see, when, and this is really huge in my heart, I have, I believe, a revelation and a prophetic thing to tell you, and this sounds a little strange because I'm going to go off the word a little bit and come right back to the word. But the other day, Deanna and I went to see a movie, and the movie was 13 hours, and there was a lot of there's a lot of vulgarity and stuff in the movie. But I really kind of researched and was looking to say, how real is this movie? Is this really portraying what took place? And I found out that it did. And when Deanna and I went to the movie, we were on the edge of our seat. And, you know, you probably know what the movie is. I hope I don't give it away and mess it all up for you guys if you want to go see it. But in this movie, our ambassador, there was an embassy, and of course he was killed. But a little ways from the embassy, there was an annex. And that annex was holding quite a few CIA agents. And they were protected by Marines and Navy SEALs. And during, as the movie was unfolding, the Navy SEALs and the Marines, and they were kind of looked down upon by the CIA folks. The CIA folks knew everything that was going on. They had it all together. And the Marines and the Navy SEALs, they were kind of that, you know, they're just, man, okay, you know, they're out there turning tires and lifting weights. So they looked down upon them as like nothing. But when all hell broke loose there, and life was at stake, all of a sudden, these CIA arrogant folks, I believe, they saw these SEALs and these Marines as a lifeline for them to keep living. And all of a sudden, they began to listen to what they had to say because they were trained and they were ready and they were courageous. And what really messed me up, and I had to go silent for a while because it really messed me up, was the fact that these men had made an oath to our government to protect our men and women. And they were laying their lives down, and they were fighting with everything they had, and they never shrunk back at all because they had made an oath to take care of those folks. And so those folks that made fun of them, those folks that demoralized them, those folks that looked down upon them, they were laying their lives down for them. Now you get the correlation? I'd say to Colin, I know the house of prayer isn't all that we hope right now for it to be, but just the fact that we're praying and worshiping and that we're desiring God's presence to come, and we're being steadfast and still praying and believing as a people, God's going to raise us up, And God's presence is going to fill wherever we are because he's going to be in our midst because of our worship and our prayers. And we're going to be those people that people come into from the outside that thought we were nuts. When they walked by and saw flags and dancing and loud music, thought we were nuts. That's who you are. That's who I am. I do not want to be a CIA agent to think that I know it all or that I have the answers. I want to make an oath and a commitment and a covenant with my King because he's calling me to be courageous. And he's calling you to be courageous. And this is reality. And you're not going to find that courage one Sunday a week. You're going to find that courage each and every day as you press in to know this God. And he reveals who he is to you. And you begin to stand in the Word. And the Word becomes a part of who you are. And now things begin to move in your midst. If you can sing beautifully and play beautifully and you're not in the Word, you're on the short end of things. The Word of God is where we have to be, where we have to live, what we have to be in, and what we have to allow to have its way within our lives. Each and every day. Each and every day. So when I got out of that movie, I thought, wow. These guys can do this? And then it made me start to reflect on my life. What have I done? What am I doing? How much have I pressed in? How much would I be willing to lay down? How much would I be willing to die for my brother and my sister? Everyone in this room. And see, if that is the mindset and the heart set of who we really are, and we're not consumed with self, and we're in the place of unity, and we're in the place of love, and the Holy Spirit breathes on us, we're going to be ready for battle. But if we don't, if you don't, then the enemy is really good at striking fear within people and destruction. So, one of the things that I felt like we were a people that needed to help others. And when in the New Testament, Jesus says like 10 times he says, watch and pray, watch and pray, watch and pray. And so he's calling us, that's part of our commitment. He's not asking us, he's kind of commanding us, watch and pray, watch and pray. And so when you watch and pray, according to what he's asked us to watch and to pray, we begin to know and see things because we've been watching and we've been praying so that we can help other people. Those Navy SEALs and Marines were able to help because they were trained and they were ready and they made themselves ready. And at the proper time, boom, they stood on behalf. And I tell you what, according to that movie's accurate, probably just about everybody would have been annihilated. But I believe it was only 4, which is terrible. So how many casualties of war are we going to have because we chose not to be trained and ready for the hour and for the day because we didn't watch and we didn't pray? This is just totally for you and for me. And so I'm just challenging us this morning. It's not about going somewhere else and finding something else. It's just about knowing him and being with him and being in his word and pressing into him. He has the answers. He will use vessels all the time. One of the reasons we've had different worship leaders at times, and one of the reasons we've had different speakers is because a long, long time ago, we never wanted people to get their eyes on one individual. They would have revelation from many different people, and so that their eyes would always be on Jesus and not on the people that are standing up here. That was purposeful. See, because all of you, I look at all of you, and all of you out here have such a divine calling and purpose on your life. Every one of you. And my position is to help serve by challenging, encouraging, and speaking and getting others to come and to be here so that you can walk in your destiny. I hate fear. I don't know about you. I hate the wrong kind of fear because it creates anxiety and it creates worry. But when you're anchored in the truth and you're trusting God, no matter if I be slain, that God will be there with me. Here's the thing. Some people lay their lives down. So what's the option there? Well, if you lay your life down, you're immediately they're going to get you into paradise right away. That's the option. That's crazy. No, it's not. It's the word of God. It's how we should walk. Some of us are so worried about death. Just make every day count now. Make every day count because he wants you to arise and stand in your calling and your purpose and your destiny. And he wants you to be in alignment with it. There are no excuses. No one has an excuse. Well, if they would just do this, it would work better, da da da. No. The same Jesus that I kneel to is the same Jesus that you kneel to. The same word that I read is the same word that you read. I've struggled in my life, and I've had victories in my life. We all have. You are a beautiful people, but here's what we're doing. We're creating a refuge. We're creating people to be equipped and ready so that when things all shift and change, and they're going to, when they do, and I think that's going to accelerate, and when they do, we're going to be ready because we've anchored ourselves in him. Amen. And like I said, people need to be helped by those walking by power, courage, and insight into what God's doing. And spiritually dull believers will be filled with fear and confusion and create even more problems for the people that they love because they weren't anchored in the Word and they weren't trusting the Word and they weren't providing solutions from the Word. Amen? Don't take this as, I'm just passionate right now about what God's put on my heart. And I won't get through it, but maybe I got through enough. But let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 4. And this has a little bit to do with what I'm talking about. Several reasons that, I feel strong about this, and it's found in 2 Timothy. And that's why I wanted to read it. It says, I solemnly charge you. And that's Paul saying that to Timothy. I solemnly charge you, Timothy. And I feel like God's saying that to all of us in this room. I solemnly charge you, Colin, in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus. He's in our midst. Did you know that? There's more than two or three people here. He's in our midst. Who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom? Verse 2, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. Reproof, rebuke, exhort with great patience and instruction. For the time will come, and this is what I'm talking about, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires. Okay, I can go with that. No, I can't go with that. That's too much. He said, be careful, and they will turn away their ears from the truth and will turn aside to myths. Isn't that a powerful scripture? It's huge. And so I believe that we're in that day, and it says, I solemnly charge you in the presence of God and Jesus to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Every season, you got to preach the word. That means you speak it to your loved ones. You speak it to those people that you have influence. And you don't speak it as God will give you grace and give you the right ability to speak the word in love and truth and not drive people away, although some will be driven away because you just stand in it. But that's the whole thing, that you, when you're in the word, that you're ready for rejection, because rejection will come when you stand for the word. And he wants to prepare you that way. It's just going to happen. It's going to happen. People are going to reject you. They don't want anything to do with you. But again, They didn't want anything to do with the Navy SEALs. They were a bunch of muscleheads, okay? Until the time came and they wanted to hear and they wanted their input and they wanted their protection and they wanted to know what was going on. Are you willing to lay your life down today for Jesus? Are you willing to lay your life completely down for your family and your friends? Are you so consumed with yourself that you can't even see or come close to being that person that lays their life down? And these are really things we need to consider and ask the Lord to help us so that we're not. It's saying in Timothy, you're going to have to say some unpopular things that do not scratch the people where they itch. Okay, can I get an amen on that one? You're going to have to say some things where you're not going to tickle them, but it's like, oh, I don't itch there. What are you doing? And they're going to want you to stop. But that's what he's asking. That's what Paul's asking of Timothy. He's saying, you need to know this stuff because you're going to be shaken and things are going to be shaken, but I don't want you to be shaken because you're going to be rejected. But he wants us to face the opposition and press in and have courage. And to have courage because we're going to suffer in the truth. Next week, I don't want you to miss next Sunday. Tell everybody, I've got something special to show you. I'm not going to say a whole lot about it except it's powerful. And it's something that you need to know and be equipped with. So I really want to encourage you to come every week, but I need you to come next week too. Another reason that this scripture is so important, and I've already kind of said it, it's the air that we breathe in America is to do whatever is right for you. And basically how you interpret it. You see, if you don't allow an authority over your life, then you're just running free to do whatever you want to do. Is Jesus Christ the authority? Is he the king? Not the prime minister, not the president. Is he your king? And do you know that this king, Colin, is coming back for all eternity and you're going to rule and reign under his leadership, under his authority, and you need to get it now. You need to do it now because you're just going to transition in the time that's coming. That's truth. That's truth. And there's rewards for you to walk in the ways of God. To speak kind words to people. There's rewards coming. The crown of righteousness is coming. I mean, there's so much that's going to be available, and it's not so supernatural, spiritual that it doesn't touch everything within us. This new transformed body and this life on earth, because it's going to be on earth, is going to be amazing because it's the way it was meant to be in the garden. And so everything's going to shift and change. This is what you have an opportunity to live for. This is what you have an opportunity to die for today and every day. I've got to close with a scripture. I'm going to keep moving here just a little bit, and I'm going to close. It's unpopular to take a stand on anything, okay? It's unpopular to take a stand on anything, but here it is. You can write it down, tolerance. I'll take a stand on tolerance. I'll tolerate this. I'll tolerate that. I'll let that go. I'll let that go. That's popular. But it's not popular to take a stand on truth. What Jesus says in his word, what he teaches in his word. And this is the battle. This is the war that's upon us. Will we lay our lives down for him? The people are going to gather together that want their ears tickled, of course. That's going to happen. And if you go with the flow with them, then you're going to look at as being humble. If you speak truth, you're going to look at as being arrogant and not open-minded. We can be tempted to lose heart, and that's what the scripture is saying. Don't lose heart in this hour. Let's turn to Matthew 10, and I'll close with this. Are you guys getting that the need to speak truth is immense right now in every area in the mirror? Are you getting that the Word of God cannot be something you throw aside and you don't have in your diet each and every day? That you got to have it? Are you getting it that if you sing or play and you do real good but you don't know the Word of God, that you are really playing Russian roulette? You are. That may not tickle your ear or scratch your itch, but it's truth. And that's why the Word has to be in us, living in us and moving through us. Now let's look at some words that, Jesus said, and I'll close here in a minute. These are so powerful. I'm just going to pick up on verse 26. Because he says, therefore, do not fear them, for there is nothing concealed that will not be revealed or hidden that will not be known. He's basically saying this, no matter what you're going through, no matter what group you're with, if, no matter how many times people have rejected you or said things to you or condemned you, don't worry about it. Everything's going to be revealed for what it is. If there's deception, if there's hurt, if there's all this, it's going to be revealed for what it is. Amen? That's what he's saying. He says, so nothing concealed that will not be revealed or hidden that will not be known. Verse 27, what I tell you, this is Jesus again speaking to every one of you. What I tell you in the darkness, speak in the light. And what you hear whispered in your ear, proclaim upon the housetops. Basically, he says, what I tell you in the closet, what I tell you in the secret place, I want you to begin to clearly speak it out in the light. I want you to be clear, and I want you to speak it out in the light. And he says, now I also want you, whatever's whispered to you, I want you on top of the housetops proclaiming the truth. And then he says this in verse 28, do not fear. Again, this is your king calling you. This isn't me. This is your king calling you to be courageous. He says, do not fear those who kill the body, but are unable to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two, now this is really powerful, are not two sparrows sold for a cent, and yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. Your Father sees everything. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So do not fear. You are more valuable than many sparrows. Jesus is saying, if you read this in text and all this, he's saying, I'm going to speak to you in the closet. I want you to proclaim it clearly. I want you to get on the housetops. I want you to know that the enemy wants to kill, steal, and destroy, but I'm going to call you. You're going to have life abundant, and you're not to fear because you are so valuable in the Father's eyes. Jesus is saying, you are so valuable in my Father's eyes. He could have said right there, don't you know who you are? He could have said, you're my bride. You're my bride. You're my eternal covenant partner that I'm going to rule and reign with for all eternity in a loving covenant relationship of righteousness. Don't you see how valuable you are to the Father? Because the Father wants you to be ready when the table's set. Amen? He wants you to be ready. Therefore, everyone who confesses me before men, I will also confess him before my Father who is in heaven. There's that thing about saying, you know what? I'm going to stand up. I'm going to speak. I'm not going to shrink back. When I got an opportunity, I'm going to let people know. In love. We got to. Like Denny said, we have to. And that's why I was talking about this whole Navy SEAL and thing, and because God's creating a refuge, and he's going to, like, I was so impressed with something that happened here recently, that there was a pastor that came, and there was a young lady that I guess had manifested some demons in their group, in their church, and they needed help, and they came to us for help, and Londa Harwell went there and spent 2 days helping to take them through and training them up of how to help in those situations. You see, people are going to be coming out of the woodwork. And are you ready? The next training seminar she has, you need to get in it. Because you need to be ready for anything to happen at any moment. And we make ourselves ready by being in that place with him. Amen? That's where we make ourselves ready. I've lost where I'm at. What was the last verse I shared? Okay, sparrows. I've done that. All right. Confessing, I did that.
Well, let me read 32 again. Therefore, everyone who confesses me before men, I will also confess him before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny him before my Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I came to bring peace on the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. For I came to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's enemies will be the members of his household. He who loves his father more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Let me just explain that a little bit before you go off sideways. That scripture is talking about many times, and I'll just give you an example. When I got saved, my mom and dad wasn't saved, and I was not going to go the way that my father was going. And so we were at odds with each other because he wasn't saved. And so I had to make sure that I was going to serve the Lord no matter what they did. And that's a small little example, but that example goes across the board. You're going to be called to serve him, and some people in your family are going to take a different stand because they've been listening. And if they take a different stand, you're going to have to stand in the ways of the cross and what you believe. And that may stir them up and mess them up and cause them to just almost condemn you. But you stand and you keep praying for them. That's not saying that Christian brothers and sisters are going to be divided. That's not saying that. It's saying those who stand against the gospel, against Jesus, these things will begin to happen because he has to be number one. He who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And here it is. And he who does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who has found his life will lose it. This is such a powerful verse. And he who has lost his life for my sake will find it. Have you lost your life for his sake? That's the question today. And maybe you're on your way. But today I'm saying, let's do it. Let's go all the way with him. We're all called to be servants. You think I stand up here and want everybody to serve me? Absolutely not. I realize that my reward is when I can serve someone else and help someone else. That's my reward. My reward is that I stood up here today and spoke truth. That's my reward. But it's not about being served. We've really got this thing pretty messed up, especially in some areas where it's like every man of God and woman, you know what? They can just be blessed by the body being kind. If we're kind to one another, everyone's going to be blessed and served. You know? Why don't you stand? This is my question, and that's verse 39. He who has found his life will lose it, and he who has lost his life for my sake will find it. So today I appeal to you and say, do not be swept up by the spirit of this age. Do not be swept up by the spirit of religion. Be swept up by the arms of Jesus. And let him speak to you. Let his word become a priority in your life. I just want to challenge all of you. I want to charge all of you to read the word of God every day, even if it's one paragraph. I charge you to read it, to find the treasures in it. Don't go off the opinions of what other people say, even in the body of Christ. Know what your King says. And in the midst of that, you will begin to have great courage. I promise you. You'll have courage because you stand on the Word of God. You stand upon the promises of the Word of God. You stand on the truth of it. You stand on the wisdom of it. David Raymer's been teaching on wisdom, the wisdom that we get to navigate. In the days ahead, people are going to look for people that will walk in power, in courage, and have an understanding of what's happening around them. I don't know exactly when the rapture is going to happen, but I'm sure that many people that were killed over in the Middle East that were Christians were hoping the rapture would take place right before that, and it didn't. God wants you ready. And if somebody takes you out prior to you think your time, then he's just put you in paradise. That's the mindset we have. That's who we are. That's who you are. Your courage is going to arise when you begin to walk in your assignment. And that assignment is not given by men and women. It might be confirmed, but that assignment is given by God and only God. Oh, if I could just get a word. You got it. It's the most prophetic word you'll ever get right here. No, I need a word. You got it. It's right there. And let me just share this. Just about, I've said this before, some people believe it, some people don't. It's okay. Most of what you get from the pulpit is milk. The meat happens when you chew it up. When you take it and you apply it, and it brings revelation to you. And that's how your faith increases, by revelation. Not by hype. Not by saying, if I can just get hyped up enough, I've got great faith. No. It all comes from revelation. When the Spirit of God breathes on the word, or breathes on a moment, or breathes on a conversion, or breathes on a healing, and all of a sudden your faith begins to arise, it arises because of a spirit of revelation. And now you can walk in authority. And you can walk in courage. And that's what the Word of God does. It brings revelation when the Holy Spirit breathes on it. Don't read it without the Holy Spirit. Don't read it in your mind. Ask the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you and breathe. Give you revelation so your faith increases. We're about to arise. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Lord, I ask that today that we would be a people that would not fear man. We come before you today, Lord, that you would help us not to yield to the spirit of this age, but that we would be lovers of truth, lovers of Jesus. What we learn in the closet will speak in the light. What we hear from the scriptures will proclaim it from the housetops. That we will not fear the face of any man or woman, but we will be courageous. And that the fear of the Lord, the awe of God, will be the beginning of wisdom. Lord, I ask today, right now, you hear all their prayers. We're just going to let them play for a moment. And you guys just, we're going to keep praying. Just ask the Lord right now to help you. To help you. To lay your life down. To be one of God's Navy SEALs. Now, let the Holy Spirit breathe on you. Be courageous. To speak truth. Holy Spirit, give us clarity of the word. Love of God abound. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. So, Lord, I just charge my brothers and my sisters and myself. Find the courage that we need to follow you each and every day. That we would find courage to find our assignment by you. Everyone in this room. Let them know that today that they were designed to be courageous people walking in your calling. that we would not live by works, but we would be living in such righteousness that good works would flow out of us. And Lord, we know that if we tap into your assignment, it's going to bring delight in our lives. We are going to delight ourselves in you. Everyone in this room was created for intimacy with the living God. Jesus, heal us of our personal fears. And may we as a people courageously accept the invitation that's being given today, because he's calling you to arise in courage. Your king is calling you to arise. Say yes. We say yes.
Keeper of my life.
You are.
Faithful sovereign God.
You are.
You are all that's right to me, that's who you are.
Yes.
Peace to my heart, comfort in my storm, closest friend by far, to me, that's who you are. To me, that's who you are. That's who you are.
Says, I will be with you.
To me, that's who you are. My everything, forever, God.
I will be with you.
To me, that's who you are.
I hear the Lord saying, it's time to face whatever giants we need to face.
To me, that's who.
He's asking you to come into the promised land of your assignment.
To me, that's who you are. He
says, I will be with you. No longer will fear control you, but love will apprehend you and overwhelm you, sustain you. May the Lord bless all of you, and may you go in peace, and may you have a hunger for his word. And may each and every day be a day that you read his word, that you would not be found without it, but that it would be your fresh bread, your fresh manna each and every day. We pray this in the most powerful and holy name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And all of God's children said with a loud shout, amen. Amen. God bless you. Go in peace. Say in the word.
That's who you are. To me, that's who you are. To me, that's who you are. To me, that's who. My everything, my everything.